The world and our culture is changing, but it doesn't have to be for the worse. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we've got some encouraging stories to share about the younger generation. You're going to want to stick around as we talk about young adults taking over ministries and reaching their peers for Christ. Keep listening to find your place in the story. We'll start today with a question. Is the U.S. a post-Christian nation? Well, recent studies indicate a movement in that direction. The latest, a report from Barna Research Group, ranks 100 U.S. cities according to how Christianity and Scripture factor into the population's lifestyle. The top 10 cities identified as post-Christian have a combined population of more than 43 million people. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says they want to change the post-Christian trend, and that's why they're introducing kids between the ages of 4 and 14 to Jesus.
80% of kids between that age group are looking for spiritual truth, and they're going to find it, but will they find it in atheism, agnosticism, or will they find it in Christ alone, Christianity? We're emphasizing our need to reach kids at a young age so that their foundations are firmly planted, they can acknowledge who Christ is, can grow in their faith, and become defenders of their faith.
What's more, they're launching a devotional for teenagers, too. The details will be found at missionnews.org. Next, the Fulani herdsmen recently came into the spotlight because of their attacks targeting Christians in Nigeria. But the Fulani militants mimic another terror group, Boko Haram. Could the two be linked? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it's possible.
Boko Haram has been pressed against and pushed back and limited, but there are evidences that some of those fighters are now assisting the Fulani, or some of those guns are now making their way from Boko Haram into the hands of some of these radical Islamists among the Fulani people.
The Fulani tactics have also shifted. The herdsmen would attack and then leave. But
what we're seeing now is they are taking territory. And interestingly, and we talked about the Boko Haram, it's some of the same tactics that Boko Haram used.
So pray that God would get a hold of the hearts of these militants, and pray for God's care of the Christians and the crossers of both Boko Haram and the Fulani. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Christ Jason Wolford says Hong Kong is a melting pot. People from Africa, Indonesia, and all kinds of other countries are moving into the area, making it a perfect distribution point for Christian literature.
We have an incredible opportunity right now, and that opportunity is to send nearly $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books. We can get those into Hong Kong.
That's a minimum of 40,000 books that can hit the streets of Hong Kong via local distributors. And Wolford says that through the power of the Holy Spirit, every one of those books could make an eternal impact.
Someday, someone from Hong Kong would be able to say in heaven, it was me that got saved, or it was me who was able to read the word and hear that God's still a healer.
So pray that these books have a widespread and long-lasting impact on the people of Hong Kong. What do they need? Well, aside from prayer, Bibles, books, and bucks. Details are at our website. And Farms International combines Christian stewardship with interest-free loans to help impoverished families. After 25 years, the ministry's beloved executive director, Joe Richter, is retiring, and Scott Clifton is taking over. But Clifton just doesn't represent a new era for farms. At 29 years old, he's also representing a new generation in ministry. And Richter says that's a great thing.
We're looking forward to inspiring a whole new generation of young people, young families that are interested in helping the poor, and that is something I believe Scott can do very well to inspire people in his age group that they can be actively involved in helping people out of poverty and especially helping Christians around the world.
Clifton asks prayer for farms in the years ahead.
We want to do things that are specifically what God is leading us towards, and to always be receptive towards the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into spiritual truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.